Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Chaf Beis. We left off on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, about 10 lines from the end of the page, at Shalach Le Rav Misharshia. First one line is Lehu. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and all of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf. So first we're going to continue our discussion of Shnios La'arayos. We're going to expand our list of Shnios. We're going to talk about the Shnios of Rabbi Chia, that he added six more Shnios onto the list. Then the Gemara is going to talk about how the dinim of arayos and Shnios work out with gerim. When you have a ger, is that also, did we make gzeros of Shnios on him as well? Then the Gemara is going to, the Mishnah on the bottom is going to get into the discussion, without directly saying so, but to get into the discussion of Mamzerus. Does Mamzerus create Achva? Does Mamzerus pater from Yibum if someone in the picture is a Mamzer? And that's going to continue on Amud Beis. In fact, that's going to lead us into a discussion not only about brotherhood when it comes to Mamzerus and fatherhood when it comes to Mamzerus and all the and when it comes to Gerus, but also Kibud La Aviv Rasha, because a person doesn't become a Mamzer by his father doing mitzvahs and meisim tovim. So what if a person's father is a Rasha, and that's why he's a mamzer? So is he chayiv to be mechabed aviv? So and then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to talk about the isser of one sister, and how many times in different ways the Torah tells us the isser of a sister, and how we derive from the isurim of marrying one sister that ain mashirin min hadin, that we cannot use a kal v'chomer to form the basis of an isser. We need psukim to tell us about these things. So the Gemara is going to get into some of the details about why we need all those psukim that relate to his sister. So now says the Gemara where we left off, Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, about 10 lines from the end of the page. Shalach Le Rav Misharshia Mitafsinoya L'Rav Papi Yilamdenu Rabbeinu. So he sent them the following message: please teach us. Eishas Achi Avi Ha'av, the woman who's married to your uncle, the brother of your grandfather, the woman who's married to your father's uncle, rather, the brother of your grandfather, Va'achos Avi Ha'av, and the sister of your grandfather, Mahu, are they also Shnios La'arayos? Midilamata Erva, since one generation below that would be Arayos, meaning your uncle, your father's brother, would be an Arayos in terms of his wife, and your father's sister is Arayos, so Milamala Nami Gazrube, maybe they made a Gzeira for Shnios one generation up as well, when it's your grandfather's brother's wife, or your grandfather's sister, Odilma Hasfalig Darasa, or maybe no, that one additional generation changes everything. That one additional generation creates a richuk where there's not going to be a problem of shnios la'arayos. So Tashma says, let's bring a brisa. Mahin shnios, the brisa lists off what are the shnios la'arayos, and then it gives a list. Velo kachashavlu ba'adayu, and it doesn't give the grandfather's brother's wife or the grandfather's sister as one of the arayos. So obviously it's not shnios, otherwise it would have made the list. So says Mara, that's not a raya, ton of a shire. No, it gave a partial list. It didn't give a complete list. Says Gemara, no, my shayir, the high shayir, you can only say it gave a partial list if you know for sure that there's something left off the list. Over here, we have a shayla whether these items are left off the list, but you can't just say they were left off the list unless you know that there's something else that's left off the list. Says Gemara, yeah, sure there is. Shayir shnios to be Rabbi Chia. The shnios that Rabbi Chia taught us are not on that list. So since the shnios that Rabbi Chia taught us, which we'll soon see what they are not on that list anyway, so we can say that there are other items that are left off the list as well. Amemer actually said that it's not a shnios, that your grandfather's brother's wife is not a problem, uba achos avi aviv, and your grandfather's sister also is not shnios la'arayos. So the Gemara brings a kasha on Amemar. Amrle Rafil Ravashi l'didi chazi l'shnios marbrei d'rabana. He said, I saw the list of shnios of marbrei d'rabana uksiven shitzuri, and there at li'isura, and there are 16 shnios that you're not allowed to be with on that list. So how do you get to the number 16? My love, tamni demasnisa, isn't it the 8 that we already listed in the brisa that we learned yesterday? Plus another 6 that Rabbi Chia added, plus Vahanach Tarti, plus these two, your grandfather's brother's wife and your grandfather's sister, Hashitzri, and that's how you get to 16 wives, so to 16 Shnios. So it turns out that Eishes Achi Avi Aviv and Achos Avi Aviv, these two that we're talking about, are on the list of Shnios. So it's a Kasha and a Memer. How could a Memer say that your grandfather's brother's wife and your grandfather's sister are okay? They're apparently not okay. So Ravashi asked Rav Hillel, Why is that a problem? According to you, that you're asking from the minion of Mar Bered de Ravina, that you saw his list, Shivsri Havyan. The truth is, it should have been 17. Zayika Esha Sachia Aim, because you also have the wife of your mother's brother married to your uncle, Min Ha'Aim, where it's your mother's maternal brother, Dipashtin and Liyasura, which didn't make the list, and we had mentioned previously, is also going to be Asr. So don't tell me that you know that these two belong on the list, because that's the only way to get to the number 16, because if you add these two to the list, you're actually going to get to the number 17, because there's another one that should have been on the list. So, hello, Kasha. No, that wouldn't be such a Kasha, because it could be Hanach Tarti to Damian Ladadi, Kichad Chashav Lehu. Maybe these two that are similar to each other, the woman who's married to your grandfather's brother and your grandfather's sister, are very similar to each other, and therefore they're considered to be like one. Why are they similar to each other? Because they're both Asr Mitzad, the Achva of your father, and just a generation up. So they're both relate to brotherhood on your father's side. It's just one generation higher from your grandfather's side. So maybe they're considered like a single one. Vahashetzri, and that's how you end up with the number 16 and not the number 17. So ask the Gemara, Rav Hillel asked Rav Ashi, V'mikol makom l'didi chazin li t'ksivin li surah. But bottom line is, I saw on his list that these are on Marbrei Dravina's list, that these are two of the shniyos that are asr. So nothing you're going to tell me is convincing me that they're going to be mutter. I saw with my own eyes there's a list of 16 shniyos, and these made the list. So Amleis, Rav Ashi said to Rav Hillel, na v'lutameich yav ksiv le'teira miyav samchas alayu. Let me ask you, if you would have seen that list and they would have said on that list that these are mutter, would you have relied on that just based on the list alone? To Marbrei Dravina, mi chasam alayu. Marbrei Dravina didn't actually sign on this list. We don't know that this is an authoritative list. We don't know that whatever document you saw was authorized by Gedolei Torah. So Ashtanami, d'chsiv li'isura. Now that it says on the list, li'isura, that should not be so very convincing. Lav Marbrei Dravina, chasam alayu. Marbrei Dravina did not sign on that list himself. So you cannot rely on it to just like you cannot rely on it to be Mekil, you also cannot rely on it to be Machmir and Ta'asr. You're going to need better rayas. So the Gemara now brings, we had mentioned that, okay, among the list of 16, you have to count the six of Rabbi Chia, right? That was the Tan of Ashir. So it says, what are these six of Rabbi Chia? So the Tan of Rabbi Chia taught us as follows. Shlishi Shebibno v'Shebibito. Shlishi Shebibno means the daughter of your grandson from your son, and v'Shebibito, and the daughter of your grandson from your daughter. So the daughter of your grandson from your daughter, v'Shebiben Ishto, and the Shlishi Shebiben Ishto, the granddaughter of your wife's son, v'Shebibas Ishto, and the granddaughter of your wife's daughter, Shnia. All of those are Shnios. Revi'i Shebichama v'Shebichamoso, and not only a third generation down from your own son and from your wife's son, but meaning a great grandchild, but also Revi'i Shebichama, a fourth generation on your in-law side, meaning the mother of the mother of your mother-in-law, your mother-in-law's grandmother, because which would be your revi'i to your wife, v'shebichamoso. I'm sorry, your father-in-law's grandmother and your mother-in-law's grandmother, shnia. They're also shnios. So that those are the six that are added on. So your own great-grandchildren, your wife's great-grandchildren, your in-laws, and each of your in-laws' grandparents, and that's how grandmothers, and that's how you get to the number six extra shnios arayos that Rabbi Chia added. So the Gemara brings a kasha on how we name these arayos, meaning we called the great grandchildren shlishi, and then we called, when we were going through the wife's side, we said your mother-in-law, father-in-law, we called them a revi'i, but it's the same number of generations that we call a shlishi. Normally the way we express relatives is in numbers, and numbers normally mean how many generations removed from a common relative, but over here it's within your own family, so it's not really, you are the common relative, so it's not as easy to identify what you're going to call a shlishi and a revi, but at least be consistent in how you do it. Meaning, normally, if let's say me and my brother, we're a rishon barishon because we're both one generation removed from the common relative. We both our father is the common relative. We're one generation removed. My first cousin is a sheni b'sheni, and that's a psul d'oraisa, a sheni b'sheni. My second cousin, shlishi b'shlishi. It happens to be in Shulchan Aruch for edus by kiddushin. We try to be machmir. not even to allow a revi'i b'revi'i with two balki ishtos, which means that if my wife is third cousins with someone else's wife, that I and he should not be edim together at a wedding. Good luck finding out, you know, who is your wife's third, meaning how many people even know who that is. Rav Shachter told us he was once called up as an aid kiddushin together with someone else, and on his way up he did a cheshbon and he realized that he's a revi'i b'revi'i with two balki ishtos on that person. So he said, you know, probably l'chadchila better not to be an aid. But that's not a psul d'araisa for sure. It's not even a real psul. It's a minhag that we're knowing to be machmir or something like that. But anyway, so over here we're going to question, how do we label this as a shlishi versus a revi? Amrli ravina l'ravashi maishna l'mayla. Why is it when we talk about your father-in-law's grandmother or your mother-in-law's grandmother, when we go up through your wife's family, the kachashav l'li ishto, that we count the wife as one of the generations? So we call that a revi'i, because umayshna, and why is it that meaning your wife's great-grandmother, that's called a revi'i, because your wife counts as one of the generations. Umayshna lamata, and yet when we talk about your own great-grandchild, the lo chashav l'li ishto, the lo chashav l'li ishto, we don't count the wife in the list of the generations, meaning when the brisa doesn't count your wife as one of the generations, that's called a shlishi shebebno v'shebebito, and not a revi'i. Says Gemara, l'mayla di isura mikoch ishto ka'asi chashavla. Now, since when we're going up in generations, the whole isur is only because she's the relatives of your wife, of someone that you're married to, therefore your wife counts as one of the doros. But the grandchild of your son, l'mata di isura lav mikoch ishto ka'asi, or the grandson of your the great-grandson of your wife, where the isur doesn't come because she is your wife, it's only because meaning if she was if it was a great-grandchild, if it was your son, I'm sorry, not your wife's great-grandson, your own great-grandson doesn't come through your wife. You only have a son because of your wife. No, it could have been Bito Me'anu Sasso or Bno Me'anu Sasso. It's not Ishus that creates the relationship between you and your child. It's the best way to have to bring a child into this world, but that's not what creates the relationship. If a man, Rachman al-Son, a man is Ma'anis a woman, and the woman has a child, it's still his child. So it's not Ishus that creates that relationship. Therefore, lo kachashavla, it doesn't count the wife as one of the number of the generations that we count. So v'ha ben ishto ubas ishto disur mikoch ishto kasi. Yeah, that explains why his own great grandchild is considered a shlishi and not a revi'i. What about his wife's great grandchild? Shouldn't that be considered a revi'i? Because if it's his wife's great grandchild, then it does come through the wife. So says, and lo chashavla, and still it calls it a shlishi and not a revi'i. So I did tana shlosh doros lamata didei velo chashava tana nami shlosh doros lamata dido velo chashava. Because we said from his own great grandchildren, we didn't count his wife as one of the generations. So when it comes to his wife's great grandchildren, we also don't count the wife as one of the generations. But in Ochinami, it's the same number of generations up that are going to be the psul. It's just up and down that are going to be the psul. It's just that we label them differently. That when you're going through your in-laws, you call that a revi'i, because you count your wife as one of the generations. When you're going through your wife and down in generations, and yourself and down in generations, you call a great-grandchild a shlishi. So now the Gemara discusses shnios that Rabbi Chiya had mentioned. Do we assume that he gave the upper limit of the number of generations that are going to be shnios? What if you go up another generation? What if it's your wife's great-great-grandmother? What if it's your wife's great-great-grandchild? Is that also included in Rabbi Chiya's shnios? So Amalei Rav Ashi l'Rav Kahana, all those things that are asked me the Rabbanon of shnios to Rabbi Chiya, yesh lehem hefsek o ein lehem hefsek? Does that continue down further in the generations and up further in the generations? Or did he just give the number? He gave exactly where it stops. So Tashma says, Gemara, I'll bring a raya. To Amarav, Arba Nashim Yesh Lam Hefsik. We said earlier that four of the shnios are Yesh Lam Hefsik. Four of the shnios, it just stops at the relationship that we mentioned, and it doesn't go up or down any more generations. Visulo sounds like and no more. All the other shnios, we assume, continue up and down the generations. Says Gemara, no, Dilma, Ki Kamarav, Lehi Masnisa. Maybe when Rav said only four of the shnios are Yesh Lam Hefsik, he was talking about the initial brisa that only mentioned eight shnios. But maybe in Ochinami, once Rabbi Chiya adds more shnios, maybe all the shnios that Rabbi Chiya adds are ein lehem hefsek. So you don't have a raya necessarily from that earlier comment that there happened to be four. So Tashma says, well, I'll bring another raya. Shlishi Ravi'i that it says the shlishi of bno ubito and the revi'i of chame v'chamoso, meaning Rabbi Chiya had said your own great grandchildren, your wife's great grandchildren, your wife's great grandparents. So shlishi revi'i in sounds like only three and four generations, but tfeilo more than three and four generations. Again, however you cheshbon, what's called three, what's called four, whether you count your wife in that generation or not. But the point is that we give numbers to it, so it sounds like only at that number. But once you raise the numbers and it's Revi and Chamishi and Shishi, then there wouldn't be any din of Shnios. So it says, no, Dilma mi Shlishi ve'elach, mi Revi'i ve'elach. Maybe when we say Shlishi and Revi'i, we don't mean that as the end of the line. We mean from Shlishi and on, and from Revi'i and on. So that's all. So we don't have a Raya from there either. So the Gemara now brings the din of Shnios as far as it relates to Gerim. Min HaTorah, when a Ger is in the sky, he's Kikotin Shnol Adami, and his brother's not his brother, his father's not his father, his mother's not his mother, he has no relationships, no family relationships. And nevertheless, Chacham say that Gerim are not allowed to marry their relatives, they're not allowed to marry their sisters and brothers, etc. So Amalei Rav of Nachman, Chazi Mar Haimir Rabban Da'asim Marava, there was a Chacham that came from Eretz Yisrael, Va'amar, and he said, Bo B'Marava, that they raised the Shaila in the Batei Medrash in Eretz Yisrael, meaning someone came from Eretz Yisrael and said, no, what are they handling and learning about in Eretz Yisrael? So he said that they raised the Shaila, Gazru Shnios Begerim, Olo Gazru Shnios Begerim. Is there a din of Shnios La Arayos Begerim? We know that we were Gozer Arayos Begerim, but are we Gozer Shnios La Arayos Begerim? Amalei, Hashta, Uma, Erva, Gufa, Ilav Shle, Yom Rabbanu, Likadusha Chamur, Likadusha Kala, Lo Gazbu Rabbanan. With real Erva, the only reason we were Gozer is because we're afraid people are going to say that they came from a Kedusha Chamur to a Kedusha Kala, meaning it can't be that when they were Nachrim, when they were not yet Jewish, there were things that were usher to them. They were not allowed to marry the sister. Nachrim are included, one of the Shevet Bnei Noach. They're included in the Yisurim of Arayos. And now that they become Jewish, now things get lighter for them. They don't have more responsibilities. They have fewer responsibilities. So because of that optic of making it look like they came from a Kedusha Chamur to a Kedusha Kala, that's why we Aser Arayos. So Shnios Mibayi, so there would be no reason to be Gozer Shnios as well. Because everyone knows Shnios are only Drabar in the first place. No one's going to think they came from a Kedusha Chamura to a Kedusha Kala. Once we talk about the din of Shnios when it comes to Gerim, the Gemara brings another din when it comes to relationships of Gerim. Amrav Nachman, Gerim, Ho'el V'asu Liyadon, Neim Abu Milsa. Once we're on the topic of converts, let's mention something else. Achen min ha'em lo ye'idu. If you have two brothers, Gerim, that are brothers that share the same mother, they're not allowed to be made together. They're not allowed to serve as a katav edim after they convert. V'im he'idu, and if they do testify, edus and edus. It is a valid edus, because technically they're not related to each other, since they're both converts, even though they share the same biological mother, but they're not related to each other, so we don't allow them to be made together, but the edus is valid. Achen min ha'av, two brothers that share the same father that converted, l'chadchila, they could even be made l'chadchila, because their kurva from the father is not considered a kurva at all, because the Torah's mafkir, the zera ha'av, by a nachri. That's what the pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel tells us, zir masusim zir masam, that the semen of the nachri is considered like zir masusim. It's not considered to be something that creates a genuine relationship. The Ravan just added, dafka by edus that they see after they convert. That's where this whole discussion is. But if they saw the edus before they converted, then it's certainly not an edus, because you need tchilas of a sofa bekashrus. You need that at the time that they witnessed that which they're testifying about, plus at the time that they're offering the testimony, all of that needs to be bekashrus. Amemer amar afilu achen min ha'em nami mi'idin l'chadchila. And Amemer says that even achen min ha'em are allowed to be meyid l'chadchili. Even if they share the same mother, they could be meyid l'chadchili. It's interesting, the Rambam in the 13th parak of Hilchos Edus says that's true, whether even if they're achim from both the av and the aim, they could be made. So the Sholem Meshuv just points out that in our sugya it sounds dafka if they're achen min ha'av or min ha'aim, they're kasher lahayid. It never says if they're achen on both sides that they're kasher lahayid. So ask the Gemara, Maishna me arayos. So wait a second, why is it that when they convert, all of a sudden they're allowed to be made together, because we say, oh, don't worry, they're not really related to each other? Why is that any different than arayos, where we say that they're still going to be usher to marry their siblings, because even though they're mutter meikradin, because of that cheshvin that we had mentioned before, that they're born mikdush chamur lekdush kala. So the Gemara says erva lekol masura, because when it comes to arayos, the whole world sees that, and someone might come and come to be mater arayos by Yisrael as well. Edus lebezdin masura, but edus is something that only happens in the confines of bezdin. The Gershon Skyer cuts and shnola dami, and bezdin will know not to apply this to other cases, and they understand that a Gershon Skyer is cut and shnola dami, and therefore there's no concern that someone is going to come to be matter this by Yisrael as well. Tos Yishanim raises the question, what was even the question to ask what the difference is between arayos and edos? It's obvious what the difference is. By arayos, it's shelo yomru shubo mikdusha kala lechamura. That reason is not shayich by edos, that no one is going to think that they're downgrading their kedusha because previously they were pasul edos and now they're kashul edos. So he says no, but the Gemara later on of the Tzadi Zayin and Beis gives another reason that there's an isser of arayos by gerim, and that is that Yisrael should not make a mistake and think that they're also mutar by arayos. And it's clearly within that the Gemara is working, right? The Gemara is asking if the reason for the isser arayos by gerim is because Yisrael will come to think, oh, that guy's allowed to marry his sister, maybe Yisrael's allowed to marry his sister also. So that's what. So why don't we say the same thing by edos, that people, Yisrael will say, oh, that guy's allowed to be meyid together with his brother, why can't I be meyid together with my brother? And that's what the Gemara is answering, that who's going to make the mistake when it comes to edos? So Beis Din has to accept the edos, so Beis Din's not going to come to make such a mistake. When it comes to arayos, anybody could go and marry whoever. So that's not that's more likely that that a mistake is going to be made. In the Pesach Einayim, to the Chidah's Pesach Einayim, he says based on the Arizal that it's interesting. We call it Gershon Esgayer. The phrase is Gershon Esgayer Kikatan Shnol Adami. What do you mean Gershon Esgayer? Goyishen Esgayer. Meaning if a person was not a Jew and they were Megayer. So why is it called Gershon Esgayer? So the Chidah writes based on the Arizal that we assume that the neshamos of all the Gerim were at Maimon Har Sinai, and they have a nitzotz of a neshama mibnei Yisrael, and that's what throughout their entire lives that nitzotz of the neshama is trying to find its way back to the bnei Yisrael. Meaning it's not just stam that it's pure bechira that a person chooses to become a Jew, that there's something that's driving them their entire lives to become a Jew. My mother-in-law has a close friend who wrote a book about people who found out later in life that they were Jewish, that they found out that some when they were in their 50s or 60s that they were Jewish, and it was startling because something like 25% of them, or maybe even more, by the time they found out they were Jewish had already converted to Judaism, which is like it speaks to that Arizal, right? That there's something there that's speaks the opposite, right? That's saying the opposite, that there's a pintle yid, someone who's already Jewish is going to be running to Judaism. But anyway, that's what they say from the Arizal. The Gershon Esgayer is kikat and shnol adami. That's why we use that phrase. Now the Ritva writes that we're not concerned when it comes to dinei edos that people are going to say they came from kedusha chamur to kedusha kala, because begiusam a karov is kashal edos. The psul of kurva is only when you're a Jew. In a non-Jewish court, there's no psul of kurva. Two brothers can be could be made. So I say, is that American law also? Could I have relatives? I think so, right? So when we sign the marriage license, you can get two relatives to sign a marriage license. I think so. So that works in terms of the dinim of a nachri. So that's what the Ritva writes as well. Okay, so now we move on to the next Mishnah. So Mishyesh lo ach mikol makom. Anyone who has any kind of brother, even if the brother is a mamzer, zokek aseishas achiv, the brother who is a mamzer will still be zokek his brother's wife liyibum for the dinim of Yibum, and he's going to have to do chalitza on her, meaning the mamzer is going to have to do chalitza on his deceased brother's wife, right? That's the assumption. We're talking about that the deceased brother was not the mamzer, the surviving brother is the mamzer. That's how the Ritva explains that we're being mechayev the acha mamzer to be miyabim his eshes achiv hakosher, his kosher brother's wife. It does not mean to tell me that the acha kosher is chayev to be miyabim the eshes achiv hamamzer, because that you don't need to say. Of course you're going to have to do that if you're kosher, of course you're going to have to do yibum. The chiddush over here is you can't do yibum because there's an issue. You're a mamzer, you're not allowed to marry a kosher woman, and afal pikein you have to take care of her, so you're going to have to do chalitza in order to free her, because there is a zika between a mamzer and a kosher woman. And a mamzer is a brother legabe every other halacha as well. Then the Mishnah says that even though they're both born from the same father, they have a din of a, so they have a a din of a brother, but there is a certain case that's yotzi min haklal. Chutz mi sheish lo ach min hashivcha umin oved zchavim. Unless the mom is a shivcha or an oved zchavim, where then they don't have a din of a brother, because then the yichus goes after the mother and not the father. So if you have a brother who you share the same father with, where the brother's mother was a shivcha or an oved zchavim, so then it does not. There's no din of yibum, and you don't have any of the dinim of achva. Mishi yeshlo ben mikol makom. Just like we said, a brother of any kind, including a mom's or brother, will be zokekli yibum. Someone who has a son of any kind, poter eshes aviv mina yibum, will pater his father's wife from yibum. Meaning, if the man that died had a child, it's just that child was a mamzer, then that man's wife will not require yibum. And not only that, chayev al makaso, if a child is a mamzer, he's still chayev for being maka aviv. If he hits his father, he's chayev misa. Val kil laso, and if he's makalal aviv, he's chayev misa. Ubno l'chol davar, he's considered the child of his father, legabe every halacha, even though he's a mamzer. So a mamzer has the din of a son. Yet, there's one yotze min haklal. Chutz mi mishi yesh lo ben min hashivcha min aved zchavim, unless you have a child from a shivcha or an aved zchavim, where that's not considered your ben to pater your wife from yibum. So if a man has a son, but the son was from a non-Jewish woman, and then the man marries a Jewish woman, and he dies without any other children, so that Jewish woman is still going to require yibum. Aye, he has a biological son, but it doesn't pater him from yibum. Not only that, if that son is maka or mekalel aviv, that son is not going to be chayiv misa. That's because he's not. It's not considered to be his son. Legabe these halachos. So now says Gemara, mikol makom lasui yimai. It's interesting. The Mishnah, as far as I recall, didn't mention the word mamzer. It just says mikol makom. It says a ben mikol makom. So we kept translating mikol makom means any kind of son, no matter how terrible his yichus, even if he's a mamzer. So where did I get that from? So what does mikol makom come to include? Amar Rav Yehuda lasui a mamzer comes to include even a mamzer. So says Gemara Pshita, isn't that obvious? Why do I need a Mishnah to tell me that a brother is a mamzer is considered like a brother who's nolad bekashrus? Achiv, who is your brother l'chol davar. How could we have thought that he's not your brother l'gabe yibum, and that he's not going to be zokek ishto eshes achiv for yibum? So ma'u detema leilif achva achva v'bnei Yaakov, because I might have thought that the definition of brotherhood should be defined based on the bnei Yaakov, because what does it say? It's a shneim asar avadecha Achim anachnu, that's what defines Achim. So Malah Alam Ksherim, just like by the Bnei Yaakov, they were all kosher, they were all born b'kashrus, v'lo psulin, and they were not born b'psul, because the women that Yaakov married were all mutter to him, safkan ksherim v'lo psulin. So I might think, only when everything was kosher, does it create achva among the children. So kamashmulan, therefore it tells me that no, even if things aren't kosher, and you have mamzerus in there, it's still going to be a sense of achva. It's a funny example to give of something that everything is above board, everything is totally kosher. Yaakov Vina was married to two sisters. That's not so kosher. You're not allowed to marry two sisters, but that's the example we give, that they're all kosher. So that's what the Ramban writes, that for Yaakov Avinu, it was mutter to marry two sisters, dafka because he was in Chutz Laretz, and he didn't have to observe the, it was before Matan Torah in Chutz Laretz, even though the Avos observed the Torah, that was only in Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz Laretz, they were allowed to marry two sisters, and that's why Rachel had to die before the return to Eretz Yisrael, right? That's what the Ramban writes ala Torah. But it's funny that we give that as the paradigm, as the example of that which is everything above board, everything is kosher when it comes to Yaakov Avinu, but Afal Pikein, that's not the definition of Achva, and Achav Mamzer is also Achva. Says Gemara, but that Havamina was a good Havamina. Ema Hachinami, maybe Enochinami, we should say that only when everything is kosher is it considered real Achva. So says Gemara, Kivin to the Inyan Yibum Miftar Pater, since when it comes to Yibum, we're going to say that a ben mamzer is considered to be zera, and therefore, if the man who died had a child who's a mamzer, his wife is going to be pater from yibum. So miskaknami zakik. So therefore, a mamzer is also going to create a zika for yibum as well. If the man dies and his surviving brother is a mamzer, that's going to create zika as well. So since we know it's enough to pater, so because ben mikol makom, so too it's going to be enough to create a zika, and therefore it's going to be considered achva as far as the as far as the dinim of brotherhood of mamzer. So now we said in the Mishnah that someone who has an ach mikol makum, any kind of brother, is going to require a yibum. So the Gemara explains that it's coming to include a mamzer. So va'achavulu kol davar. And then the Mishnah went on to say, yeah, and by that mamzer, he's your brother, meaning he's your brother for every halacha of brotherhood. So the mai hilchsa, what do you mean every halacha of brotherhood? What other halachos of brotherhood are there that we're saying that a mamzer brother is also considered a brother? So the yarsho, if you stand to yarshin him, meaning if, let's say, he didn't have any ben or bas, so then the brother that from his father's side will, a paternal brother, would stand to yarshin him. So you can if a man dies and his only surviving brother is a mamzer, that mamzer will yarshin him. Or even if one of his surviving brothers is a mamzer and he doesn't have any children, so that mamzer is going to be in line for Yerusha. And not only that, v'litamilo, another din, that if a person that's a mamzer dies and his surviving brother is a kohen, the kohen has to be metame to him to get involved in the kavura, because the pasuk is the pasuk says by kohanim that the nevesh lo yitama, but it says ki im l'sheiro hakarov, and it tells us who are the krovim, and one of the krovim is l'achiv, so you have to be metame to your brother. The Gemara at the beginning of Masechet Sota has a machlokas tanoim, it's also in Zvachim Daf Kuf, whether when we say lo yitama, that you should be metame to your relatives, does that mean that it's a mitzvah to be metame, or that you're permitted to be metame, that when you have one of the Zion Krovim, you're allowed to be metame, or is it no, that you're required to be metame, that you must be metame in order to take care of the Kvura? In Yaradeya, in Simin Shinayin Gimel, we paskin lo yitama is chova, that you're required to be metame. In fact, the Gemara in Zvachim tells us the story of Yosef HaKohen, whose wife died on Erev Pesach. So it's Erev Pesach, he wanted to bring Korban Pesach, he wasn't interested in becoming tame. He didn't want to become tame to his wife, he wanted the Chavar Kedisha to handle everything, and the other Kohanim forced them to become tame. They were metame him bal korcho, because lo yitama is chova, that you have an obligation to do so. So that's true even if the deceased brother is a mamzer. So says Mar Pshita Achiv, who of course you have to be metame to him, he's your brother. So Salkadayt Chamina Holoksiv, I might have thought that since the Torah says, when it talks about Kohanim becoming tame, ki im l'sheiro akarov elav va'amr mar, we had said, the Tana said, she'ero zo ishto, that she'ero is a wife, that the Torah allows the Kohen to be metame to his wife, uksiv lo yitame bal ba'amav le'chalo, and that, yet there's another pasuk that says that a husband should not become tame to a wife, that she shouldn't be mechalal him and make him tame. So yesh bal, so it's a stira, does a husband become tame to a wife or not? So yesh bal she'metame v'yesh bal she'en metame. We see from that stira that sometimes yes, sometimes no. There's a certain type of marriage where a husband will be metame to his wife, a certain type of marriage where he will not. Haketzad, which is which? Metame li ishto ksheira. If it was a kosher marriage, then the husband has a responsibility to become tame to deal with burying his wife. Ve'ein metame li ishto psula. But if it was a woman that he was never allowed to marry in the first place, then he has no attitude to be metame for her. So now the Gemara goes back to explain, why does the Mishnah have to tell me that a kohen is allowed to be metame to his brother who is a mamzer? What's the havamina otherwise? Well, hachanami metame hu la'ach kosher ve'ein metame la'ach pasul. Just like you're only metame to a wife who's kosher and not to a wife who's pasul, I might have thought you're only metame to a brother who's kosher and you're not metame to a brother who's pasul. So kamash malan, that's why it comes to tell me that you're metame to a brother who's pasul as well. Now the Gemara never explains what the chiddush is in telling me that you're yarshin a mamzer. It only tells me the chiddush in telling me that you're what's the chiddush that you're metame? Oh, because I would have thought that you're not metame to a brother that's pasul. It never goes through. And what's the chiddush in telling me that you're yarshin a mamzer? So the Aruch Lener writes that the Yarsho is just mentioned agav metamelo. So once you have a chiddush in one of the dinim, you don't need to point out a chiddush in all the dinim, because we said the Mayhilch said that he's achiv l'chal davar. So we say the tamelo, the Yarsho. We're only explaining one phrase in the Mishnah, achiv l'chal davar. So as long as you're able to include something that's a chiddush that I would not have known, so the rest of the dinim don't have to be a chiddush. So frakting mar ve'ema achinami, but maybe we should actually use a wife as a model, that just like by a wife the halacha is that you're not metame to apostle a wife, so maybe the same thing should be true by a brother, that you're not metame to apostle a brother. So says Mar, no, there's a big difference. Hasam, by a wife that you're not allowed to be married to, la fuke kaima, every single day of your life you're living in sin and you're supposed to divorce her, you're supposed to do something about that to sever that relationship. But hacha achivu, but when it comes to a brother, there is no, your brother's a mamzer, there's no way to sever that relationship, and you have no responsibility to try to sever that relationship. He's a brother. A brother's a brother, and there's nothing you can do about that. there's nothing you should do about that. And therefore, you're metame even to an ach pasul. Then the Mishnah said that someone whose father, someone who's nola to the father of the mace has a din of a brother, chutz mi sheisho ach min a shivcha min oved chavim, except for a brother that's from a shivcha and oved chavim, that's not considered an ach for all the halachas of the Mishnah. My time, why is it that a brother from a shivcha and oved chavim does not count? Amakra he isha viladeh tia ladoneha. In parts of Mishpatim, when a Jewish person is sold as an eved ivri, and he marries a shivcha in his master's house, and they have children. When it comes time to leave the avdus, he leaves, but the children remain. Why is it that they stay? The woman that was married to this Jewish man and the children that were born from that union stay with the adon. Why? Because the children are mesiaches after the mother, and therefore they remain avadim. They're not mesiaches after the father, and therefore they don't go out lecherus. So we learn legabe yibum as well that it's not considered a brother, since they're not mesiache sachara av. In order to be a brother of legabi da alachs of Yibum, you have to share the same father. So even though biologically you might share the same father, but if the brother has a mother who's a shivcha, that brother is only mesiaches after his mother, he's not mesiaches after the father, and therefore it doesn't create a chiyuv of Yibum. Mi sheishal ben mikal makom poter, we said that someone who has any kind of son, even if the son is a mamzer, it paters his father's wife from doing Yibum, so it's considered that he has zera, and therefore he doesn't need Yibum. What does Mikal Makom come to teach me? I'm Rav Yehuda Lasuye Mamzer. Again, it comes to tell me that a child is a Mamzer, paters his father from Yibum. My time, Madam Akra, Uben Ein Lo, Ayein Alav. It says, Uben Ein Lo, and we darshin, Ayein Alav, that Ein is Ayein Alav, that you look for any type of child, and if he has any type of child, it's going to pater his wife from Yibum. Chayiv Al Makasa, we also said that if someone has a son who's a Mamzer, the Mamzer is going to be Chayiv for hitting his father. Amai, Kari Karnanasi Vam Chalo Sa'ar. So why would that be? Why would that be the case that he's chayv for his father? Well, shouldn't we say that the pasuk says nasi ba'amcha lo sara? The Torah tells us you know let it be mekala l'nasi, and we darshan from the word ba'amcha ba'osa ma'isa amcha that that's only if he's a nasi who behaves himself. So we should say by the ben that he's not chayv ba'kas aviv because father is also eina osa ma'isa amcha because he was bo'al in erva and that's how the child became a mamzer. So k'dam Rav Pinchas mishmeid Rav Papa with Rav Pinchas was metari. It's a similar kasha elsewhere. Ba'osa tshuva, that the father didn't do anything wrong. I mean, the father did something wrong, but he had since done tshuva. So after he created a mamzer, he already did tshuva, and therefore he is an osa ma'isa amcha. So in a chinami, maybe you're not chayav for being maka aviv, who's ena osa ma'isa amcha. But just because you're a mamzer based on your father's sins, it doesn't mean he's not an osa ma'isa amcha. He could have done tshuva, and therefore he is an osa ma'isa amcha. So hachinami k'shasa tshuva. So over here, that's what we're saying, that after the father was boel and erva and created a mamzer, he was also tshuva. So says Mar Vai Bar Tshuva, is that something you could do tshuva for? Vatran Shumba Menasya Omer Ezu Muvus L'Yuchaliskon Zeh Abol Erva Vol Men a Mamzer. What is a mistake that cannot be rectified? If you're Boel and Erva and you create a mamzer, you can't rectify that because now Nebuch, this kid is a mamzer and he's stuck with that for life. You could do all the tshuva you want, the kid's still going to be a mamzer. Says Mar Hashtamiya Osamay Samchu. It's true, you can't really rectify the Avera, but there's a difference between rectifying the Avera and being a tzaddik right now. So that you could do. You could be an Osa Maisa Amcha right now. You could be a Tzaddik right now. You can't fully fix the Averus you've done in the past because that's an Avera that cannot be rectified. But over here, the din of Kibud of and not being Ma'akeh and not being Mekalel is a din in Osa Maisa Amcha. So as long as you are currently in Osa Maisa Amcha, he's going to have those same dinim that any other child would have. Tan Rabbanu. Habal Achosovi. So by the way, that's a major discussion. Chiyuv Kavod Aviv Rasha, whether there is a Chiyuv of Kavod Aviv Rasha. Maybe difference la achermoso versus while he's alive, but not for now. Tan Rabbanan. Habal achoso vihi bas eshes aviv. Someone who's boel his own sister, who is also the daughter of his father's wife. Chayiv mishum achoso. He's chayiv for being with the sister, mishum bas eshes aviv, and also for bas eshes aviv. Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda omer enu chayiv el mishum achoso b'vad lo mene bas eshes aviv. No, a sister is enough. He's chayiv for being with a sister. Ma'itamay Rabbanan. Why did Rabbanan say that he's chayiv chay for shnei yisurim. So Amri Michti Ksiv Ervas Achos Chavasim Yisod Vasim Echa. Pasuk says, "Now let him marry your sister." And it says Ervas Eishes Savicha Melad Savicha Achos Chayi. It says that the daughter of your father's wife, who is also therefore your sister in that sense, Lamali. What does that add? Shvamina lechayv Mishum Achosu Mishum Basesh Saviv. To tell me that you chayv twice, once for Achosu, once for Basesh Saviv. Rabbi Yosef reviewed that. Rabbi Yosef reviewed that he only chayv once. Why do I need that pasuk? Amar Kra. Pasuk says Achos Chayi. Those words are extra. Mishum Achosu Atemachayv Atemachayv Mishum Basesh Saviv. To tell me that you're only chayv for Achosu, you're not also chayv for Basesh Saviv. V'Rabbanan Hay Achos Chayi Mayav Dilei. What did the Rabbanan do with that phrase Achos Chayi? Mibaylu lechayv al Achosu Bas Aviv. Vibas imo, to tell me that you're not only chayiv for your sister, your maternal sister, and not only chayiv for your paternal sister, you're chayiv for a sister who you share both the same mother and the same father with. Lomar shein masir miradin. Well, wouldn't that be obvious if the Torah tells me that I'm chayiv for my maternal sister and the Torah tells me I'm chayiv for my paternal sister? Wouldn't it be obvious that I'm chayiv for someone who's both my maternal and paternal sister? Yeah, but the Torah is trying to make a point that ein masir miradin, you can't learn an iser from a kal v'chomer, and that would be a kal v'chomer. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda would respond, then the pasuk could have just said achoscha, if that's all it wanted to tell me. He, lamali, why did I have to add the word he? Mishum achoscha, atamachayv, v'yatamachayv, mishum bas eshesaviv. To tell me that you're only chayv mishum achoso, and you're not going to be chayv mishum bas eshesaviv. But Hashem will continue the conversation for Rabbanan tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.